And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I do. If you're interested in finding out why you have so many troubles and the things you've done haven't really solved them, then this is the program for you. Welcome. I've been around for 25 years now. 25 years. And my message has always been the same. Basically, it's a message of repentance. It's basically what it is. You see, there really is such a thing. There is such a thing as repentance. And what it is, it's a turning from an attitude of anger, resentment, hostility, and from an attitude of being prideful, wanting to get over on people and secretly resenting people and being jealous of them, an attitude of, you know, doing unto others what was done to you. See, what happens is, it's a turning from that. It's a turning away from that. And it's a yearning for the sweetness that you once knew when you were a little tiny child. When you were a little tiny child, and you weren't full of hate yet. You weren't full of resentment and judgment toward people. You had a very bright consciousness, and you were full of a lot of love. And every day was an adventure. And there was something sweet, and you lost it. As the years went by, you lost it. And now you'd like to get it back. But it's not just enough to want to get that back. See, a lot of people, they get to be 40 years old or 50 years old, and what do? They divorce their husband or divorce their wife. And men go out and buy a motorcycle and have a second childhood, and women go off and try to find some other guy. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about deep down in your heart, yearning for the good, yearning for what is good and what is pure and what is true. See? Well, what has happened also is that during your life, you've encountered people, you thought they were good, and then you found out they had feet of clay. You found out they didn't really know what they were talking about, or you found out that they were a little bit phony, or they weren't perfect, see? And you resented them for that, and you judged them for that. And so you're full of a lot of anger and hostility. But if you're willing to give that, and now you thrive, see, that is now what you are made of. See, the world, when you lost what you had as a little child, if you had clung to that, if you had clung to what you knew in your heart when you were a little tiny child, if you had never succumbed to the world, if you'd never hated your dad being there for you, hated your mom for being bitchy and witchy, hated your older sister for being like your mom, hated your older brother for being cruel, hated other kids for lording it over you and trying to make you feel inferior. See, if you'd never hated anyone or resented them, if you'd have clung to what you knew in your heart. And the other thing, too, is that, see, what happens is when we begin to hate, when we get very angry, very resentful, judgmental, especially angry when we're little kids, very angry, then we feel empty. See, you can't be angry and hateful and resentful and love at the same time. You can't. See, love comes from within. It's like it's like an ether field. Remember they talked about the ether field in physics that surrounds everything. Well, that's what it is. It's like that. And you can tap into it. It's from God. And you can tap into it. See, if you're not resentful, but when you become resentful or hateful, or when you become ambitious, and you reach out. You reach away from the in, and instead you reach to the outside. Then you fall away from love, and then you feel empty. And then you try to make up for it out in the world, and that's your second problem, which I will describe after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. We were talking about repentance, and I began by describing what happens to us when we're kids and we become angry and hateful, resentful toward people that were cruel to us or who disappointed us or to our father who wasn't there for us, you see. We begin to have an issue with people. We resent them, we hate them, we're angry at them. See, they hurt our feelings, so on and so forth. And the anger, see, and eventually the hate, the anger and the hate separate us from our own inner ground of good, separate us from love that would come from within. It comes from God. See, love comes from God. It flows from God. It flows in when we are not angry, we're not resentful, we're not judgmental, and we're not willful. See, it can flow in. And along with the love comes also enlightenment, you know, intuition, where you kind of know what's right, and you kind of do what's right. You take one step at a time in the right direction, and pretty soon you're in the right place, prospering, and life is good. See, you follow it, and it warns you when something's not quite right and you shouldn't go that way. See, so you get both. You get both intuition as your lodestar, and you get love. See, and when you have love, then you can share love. But now you don't have any love. All you have is resentment, hatred, judgment. Judgment of men. See? Judgment of women, judgment of people, just people. So now you see what happens. So what happens then? We become empty. So then we reach out to the world for love. See? So along comes a peer group. When you're a kid or a teen, there's a peer group. And they offer you support, and they offer you love if you go along with them. And what do? They're loveless, they're empty too. See, they're full of resentment too. And so they're looking for love also. So they try to fill the emptiness. They try to fill it with sex and with drugs and with marijuana and partying and all these things, see. But they want you to go along with them. See, if you don't go along with them, they won't accept you. And of course, everything, all aspects of culture, you know, the music and the whole works. So pretty soon you start copping out. You cop out to the peer group because you want their love and support to help, see, and you want their, yeah, you want the love of the world to, as a compensation for what you lost by not staying close to what you knew in your heart. So you cop out there, and then some people also cop out to the authorities, the religious authorities, or the educational, especially the educational authorities. They tell you, you know, if you study hard and get good grades and so on and so forth, and you can be rich, you can be powerful, you can be great. People will admire you for your knowledge and so on and so forth. So you begin to cop out, begin to deny what you know in your heart, see, in order to just lap up what they feed you. So you lap up what they feed you, and you become more and more intellectual. See, less and less a real person, you become more beastly. So the more you become separated from the inner ground, see, the inner ground would also help to keep you from changing for the worse, to be more beastly. See, whenever we fall, we become more beastly, more sensuous, more hungry, more animal. So you fall to your friends, you fall to drugs, you fall to promiscuity, you fall copping out to education, you just fall, these are all falls. You fall to resenting your father, you fall to hating your mom, hating your brother, hating other kids. See? So all these falls make you more and more empty and more beastly, more and more earthy. See? So you become more, feel more empty, more earthy, which, and you fill it with food and drugs and alcohol and partying and, see, fill it up with endless distractions. Fill up the emptiness with endless distractions, texting and cell phone and computer and music, and you know how it is. So there you have it. So years go by, see. So there you are, this angry self, this judgmental person. You see, on the outside you put on a smile. See, that's the other thing, you become a phony. On the outside you put on a smile, pretend to be nice, but inside you're resentful. Inside you're hostile, inside you're judgmental, judging everyone. See, you act real nice on the outside, but on the inside you're judgmental. Okay? So, then you try different things. Maybe you try this church or that group or organization or that, and you try them, but they never have the answer. It's just more people supporting each other. You know, if you go down to the bar, then you have other people at the bar. They sit around and they tell you you're a great guy, tell you to have another drink. If you go to church, they pat you on the back, tell you you're a great person. See, they all accept you, but none of them really love you. None of them help you refind what you lost, that inner ground, that inner bond. See, not an inner bond, but your inner ground of being. Well, so at a certain point, as when we are mature and we become angry enough and hateful enough and compensated enough, some of us cry out for the fall we've never known, cry out for the inner ground of good, for what is pure and what is innocent and what is true and what is noble. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. It's also called Common Sense. It's what it is. See, you don't have to be a Christian to appreciate it. You don't have to be a Christian to find this repentance that I'm speaking of, to find your roots again. Your spiritual roots. See, we are spiritual beings. We're part earth, part heaven, part spirit and birth. Most of us be part earth and part hell. See the proof. Another proof for God, really, is that there is evil. See, if there's good, then there's evil. And if there is evil, then you figure there has to be good. Well, there definitely is evil. You see it in other people, and then eventually you'll see it in yourself, the evil in you. See, it materializes you every time you're hateful, every time you're phony with people, every time you judge people, see, every time you withhold the truth when you could help someone, that sort of thing, see, then it begins to materialize in you. Every time you are ambitious, willful, yeah, willful or ambitious, see, then whatever the temptation was, mental, whether it's outside in the world or whether it's in your mind, whatever that temptation is, behind it is a spirit. And so when you reach for the temptation, you're crossing about a border, and then through that object, see, through that object of temptation, or those words of temptation, or that whatever it is in your mind that speaks to you, urges you to do something that's not right, behind it is the temptation. When you make contact with it, you make contact with it, see, through the earthly object, and then it comes through from the other side of matter. It comes through and into you, a little at a time, see, and as the months and days and years go by, then it's inside of you. And one day you're just like the parent you hated. You're just like the parent you hated, or the molester, or the hypocritical person, the cruel authority that once upon it, or the phony person, the empty, the shallow person, the nothing person, see, the wicked person that you knew. Now you see you're like that. But that's good in as much as it was not good like that, but it has a positive benefit, and that is that now you can see what happened to them. Now you can see that they too were possessed. They were possessed. See, they too had hated their parents or hated someone, and see, became angry and resentful, and went out in the world looking for love, and did all the wrong things to find the wrong kind of love, and they were never satisfied. Oh yes, but what I was going to say is, as you reached out in the world to boyfriends for love, to girlfriends for love, to educators for love, to whatever you reached out for love, see, they never gave you anything that really satisfied. Then eventually you found out they were betraying you. Then you hated them, so you hated them again. Then you hated yourself. See the snowballing effect? So we kind of work ourselves into this corner, and then eventually we have to cry uncle. But some of us don't want to cry uncle. Others of us cry uncle, and we call out to the wrong god. The guy with the horns, the one that's been misleading us all along, see, pumping up our ego and building us up and knocking us down and challenging us and teasing us. See, so we cry out to the wrong god, and then he answers, maybe with more challenges. See, he can masquerade as anything. He can even masquerade as a friend, or as a religious person, or whatever. Offers to save your ego, see. He offers to save your ego from the truth, to save your ego from the devastation of just seeing how wrong just you are and how hateful you are. See, to save you from the truth is basically what he does, with more comfort, with more reassurance, and some kind of false love. So he gives you something to study, some rituals, probably something to study, and before you know it, you get caught up in that, see. So it's an endless, but some people cry out, see, and they want the truth so much, and they want what is true and pure so much, that they won't have anything to do with what's phony anymore. They can see something wrong with just about it, with everything. Everything that comes along to support their ego, they see it just makes them worse. So they cry out, see, and they're ready to be sorry. They're ready to be sorry and have a change of heart. And that's where somebody like me comes along, which I can be very helpful. I can be helpful because, first of all, I understand the process, and I can describe it as I have been, okay? And I can help you make that little transition back inside, that little, make contact again with the good that comes from God, the good that comes from God, which now feels like conscience. You've been running from it, running from conscience. It feels like anxiety, because you've been trying to save your ego, either trying to save yourself or save face or not admit you're wrong. See, to admit that you're just like the people that you hated, that's a very devastating thing, and most of us don't want to do that. We want to save face. don't want to admit we're wrong. That's our problem. We don't want to admit we're wrong. But if you could admit you're wrong in your heart, see. And another way they trap you out in the world is because they ask you to apologize and admit you're wrong, see, and then you bow and scrape in front of them, and they glory in your bowing and scraping before them, see. So you hate that, so you don't want to bow and scrape to other people. Well, that's good. But how about admit you're wrong in your heart? And when you do, when you're ready to admit you're wrong in your heart, then a very wonderful thing happens. Your conscience becomes a little bit stronger. You know, it's like you turn the volume up just a little bit on something. Turn up the volume just a little. Your conscience becomes a little bit stronger. But this time, instead of running from it, instead of reaching for the drink or the marijuana or the alcohol or the reaching for the music or the distraction or the cell phone, instead you just sit quietly and you bear the pain of your conscience dawning on you. And that's the beginning of your salvation. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So perhaps you are ready to be sorry, or one day you'll be ready. See, somebody might listen to me for years and not be ready. Even though they know what I'm saying is true, but they're not ready. They're not ready to admit they're wrong. See? Plus whatever is in them. See, the wickedness that got inside of them, the evil that got inside of them, now it doesn't want to let them admit. See? It won't let them admit. See? But some people, you know, they're ready. They're ready. And so that's where I'm helpful, because I put it into words. See? And then I have the meditations. See, I have several of them. They're all good. I just made a brand new meditation, which is just beautiful. I made two lectures. See, a lot of people are lost in brain fog nowadays. See, that's another distraction. See, another thing in the world that pulls you away from the good within. See, in order to find the good within, you have to become still for it. You have to be very still. Let your conscience dawn upon you. It's your intuition. It's actually God's love, but it doesn't feel like love because it's so good that it makes you feel bad. See, in your present state. It's so good it makes you feel bad. Okay? But it's good to see, but if you could just sit still for it, and let it overwhelm you a little, start to let it overwhelm you, then you could experience a sad glad. You know, where you see you're wrong and you're sorry about what you see, but you're glad to come clean. See? Cry a little tear when you see how hateful you've been, or how judgmental, or how phony. Cry for the innocence and the sweetness that you once had and is gone. Okay? And wish you could get it back, and wish, and just really, really wish you to be a decent person. See? Not to be a phony anymore, not to be hateful anymore. Just be a regular person, not all compensated and pretend to be wonderful, but once again, in harmony with what you know in your heart, like when you were a little child. Okay? Well, then the meditations are very helpful for that, because they give you a little help in learning to sit still and finding your conscience, finding your intuition, being still for it. See, the meditations help you with that. Oh, but the new meditation I made, the new lectures are about brain fog and about texting and about just, you know, virtual reality and video gaming and all that stuff that pull us out into the world. It's about those. And then it's a two-part meditation to help you to stand back from all of that and get close to what you know in your heart. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. And so, the meditations that I have will help you reestablish contact with the good within, okay? And when you're in contact with that good, then it will it'll bring you to repentance, and then joy will return, and you'll realize you're forgiven for all you've done. Then you can start afresh. Start afresh. My name is Roland. Please visit my website, talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Check out the meditations. Take a look at some of my free articles and preview my books and get started, okay? Get started to get better. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.